Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Bradford on the balcony of the Hotel Robert E. Lee, where the mock convention parade is now passing. The lead unit, the band from Virginia Military Institute, whose campus touches that of Washington and Lee, is just now passing by. Just a few minutes ago, some Republicans got into the parade. A group of students shouting, "We like Ike," started through the streets ahead of the regular parade, but parade officials quickly hustled them aside. The VMI band is now passing, and in the first car is the keynote speaker for today's convention, the Honorable Alvin W. Barkley, at 78, the junior senator from Kentucky. It's a very warm day here, as a matter of fact, one of the hottest days of a very late spring, but Senator Barkley and Dr. Francis Gaines, the president of Washington and Lee, are riding in an open convertible. The senator is wearing a perpetual smile and a straw hat, and Dr. Gaines also has a straw hat, and they're both waving at the crowds along the street. Flanking Barkley's car are four students dressed in trench coats and with their hats pulled down in front. These are the Secret Service men who traditionally guard the keynoter. Senator Barkley will deliver the keynote address in less than an hour. Following the car containing Dr. Gaines and the senator is another convertible, this one containing Governor Thomas Stanley of Virginia, who will introduce Barkley today. Virginia has the first float in the parade today. Incidentally, a parade marshal told me just before the parade started, the line of march will probably take about 50 minutes to move past a given point, which is quite a parade for a town of just 3,000. That's the size of Lexington. Following Virginia's float in the parade are all the other states in alphabetical order. Time will not permit a description of all the floats, but I checked on them before the parade, and one of the most interesting, at least I guess to the Washington and Lee students, is that New Jersey float. Well, that float will bear Miss Sharon K. Ritchie, who is Miss America for 1956. The delegation from Senator Barkley's home state of Kentucky extols Kentucky's many virtues, horses, tobacco, whiskey, and women. And a horse has been corralled from some nearby farmer, and said horse will parade through the streets with a garland of roses around his neck and an overweight jockey on top. The Tennessee float that I saw has an actual motor-operated spring gushing real water, and Oklahoma's oil well is gushing for a favorite son. Illinois has about the largest group of floats, I think, depicting the early pioneers who went west in covered wagons. They've got the wagons, they've got some real hound dogs, and they have a regular herd of cows who I would say are way past milking time. Besides the VMI band, there are several Lexington bands, plus high school and prep school bands. One of the smallest bands, that of a prep school, the Augusta Military Academy in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. It's one of the smallest, it's also one of the loudest and most musical. They had a bit of livestock trouble before the parade, and a couple of horses got tangled up in the Mississippi delegation and tossed a Mississippi gambler to the pavement. Nothing harmed, though, apparently, except maybe his dignity. Well, after leading the parade through town, Senator Barkley will review the rest of the parade from Dr. Gaines' lawn, about a city block from Convention Hall. Barkley will then walk to the Convention Hall, where he will deliver the keynote address. This is Bob Bradford at the Hotel Robert E. Lee, returning you now to Convention Hall.